For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Teaching you a secret that can change your life forever. Praise God. Acts 13, verse 1 to 2. Praise God. Before I forget, just remind us about the conference starting on Wednesday. Praise the Lord. Wednesday, we are starting 5 p.m. Please endeavor to register. Registration closes by tomorrow, Monday. Without the tag, nobody is getting in. Hallelujah. It is a leaders meeting. Ministers meeting. That is a sign you're not a serious minister. Hallelujah. So please, let's endeavor to register. Miss Pastor Eben, so that the tags can be produced on Tuesday. Hallelujah. And then the morning sessions, like I said, is like a mini camp. You can take your time. Talk to your PPA people anywhere you're working. They can give you 2 days, Thursdays and Friday. You will not want to miss what I'll be sharing. Hallelujah. It will change your life forever. And I believe you will be there in the name of Jesus Christ. Our topic this morning is the art of ministering to the Lord. The art of ministering to the Lord. The art of ministering to the Lord. Intimacy. Hallelujah.
Why? Because when you praise human beings, all of us have ego. And then once in a while, you need somebody to massage it. Hallelujah. Even if the message was not great, say, Apostle, today was awesome. Praise the Lord. Today you changed my life. What you said was striking. You think I'll not like you? Even if you say, I'll be surprised if but everybody has natural ego. You must learn to tame it. Hallelujah. But there are 4,000 people praising God consistently. When your mouth is tired, somebody jumping. Or roster, or you don't know why David became what we call an enigma. 66 battles, lost none. The only king that put his son on the throne while he was alive. No king of Israel ever did it. Read history. All of them, their son died. Aluta, somebody came in. Only David had his son Solomon on the throne while he was alive. Hallelujah. He became, in fact, even Jesus Christ came and said, the son of David. Because he is a praiser. That was God, a man after my own heart. 4,000 people. I'm trusting God for resources and we will do it. We will replicate it. We will do 1 7 days of praise. People don't have a problem if you pay them. Yeah. Your prayer, your worship time is 12 to 12:30, 50K. Eh? I am there. They will come. Tell you they will come. They will come. Just be willing to pay. And tell them you must mean it. 7 days of praise. That is why there are people that can never go down. Hallelujah. Now, how do you minister to the Lord? Bible says, they minister to the Lord and fasted. So when you are alone and say, Lord, I have heard the importance of ministering to you. And I want to minister to you. So what will you do? The first thing to do is focus your attention on God in worship. John chapter 4, verse 24. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in what? So focus your attention on worship. And mean what you are saying. Hallelujah. And so just be there and focus. And say, Lord, I'm here to worship you. Oh, Lord, what when it's okay. Just let every part of you be involved. Hallelujah. Attention in worship. That is why sometimes in church, always, when I'm singing praise and worship, I close my eyes. Because people can distract you. Hallelujah. Because people can be just, you look at somebody, they can just distract you easily. Learn to focus your attention. Hallelujah. In worship. And then use your mouth Hallelujah. Learn to use your words. As you are hearing the song, say it with your mouth. Lord, I worship you. Because you need understanding to worship. You need to have a level of revelation about who God is. Hallelujah. So focus your attention on God. Zero on anything happening. And say, Lord, I am here to worship you. I am here to exalt your name. KBAC, we declare your majesty. We lift you up above every human being. We exalt your greatness. There is none like you. You can chant of his worship and his faithfulness. So you focus your attention in what? Worship to God. Because you must worship God in truth and in spirit. You must make sure you mean what you say. And you say what you mean. Number two. Sing songs of praises. Sing songs of praises. Sing songs of praises. Sing songs. 1 Chronicles 16 verse 4. And then 2 Chronicles 31 verse 2. Psalms 135 verse 2 to 3. Songs of praises. And he appointed and then to thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you read the scripture saying the same thing. There was a point in my life I could not dance. The only thing I was just clapping your hand. Hallelujah. And I was deceiving myself. Okay, let me come again with the scripture. 1 Chronicles 16 verse 4. And then 2 Chronicles 31 verse 2. And then Psalms 135 verse 2 to 3. There was a time I could not dance. I was saying that dancing are carnal people. People are unserious. How can you be dancing in God? There is but a burden in my heart. All of us are spiritual. So when we come to church, we used to stand like this. And people are telling me, in my ignorance, in my foolishness, I thought I was spiritual. And when I saw Dr. Paul Eneche dancing and almost removing his shoe, I said, you, even ants, you cannot bind. You have not seen any zero, nothing. What we call empty pride. The pride is empty. There is nothing to boast about. But you are spiritual. Because I was in prayer unit. So, we cannot be praising like those in praise team. They are not serious. We are always in the spirit. So, as everybody is standing in church, you are standing like Iroko tree. You cannot bend. And then when I got the light, I closed myself in the room and started learning how to dance. Started singing songs. When I know that he has done too much. Oh, geez, you know that song? That was the song I used to learn my first dance. I can never forget it. I was looking at myself in my mirror and checking my dance whether it was accurate. The next time my friend made me, Pastor Tom, say, hey, Apostle, you, where did you learn this? I said, man, I'm going to forget. I had to learn it. You must learn how to praise God on your own. Apostle Selma will teach you, will say, lock yourself up in the room. Remove everything and be with boxers. Dance and sweat. Praise God. You see, Winner's Chapel is one of their secrets. Well, with evangelism, we want to tell the guy said that he doesn't know how to pray. But he knows they can dance. Bishop cannot even dance. This is the way he needs to do. Cannot really dance. But they can be crazy. Praising God, that is the reason for their miracles. And after that, lives are changing. Miracles are happening. You that cannot pray, be there. Be there. Be serious. There are things prayer won't do. There are things only praise can move. Hallelujah. So alone praising God. If your voice is not good, sing it like that God gave you. If he's angry, you change the voice. It's not God that gave you the voice. If you are praising him and the voice is not sweet, that means you are telling him to what? Change your voice. He gave you the voice. Sing it like that. He likes it. He likes the baritone crack voice. He liked it like that. If you cannot sing, play the songs and dance. Play it alone and dance. Have friends that dance. Come on, hallelujah. Be danceable. Tell your neighbor, be danceable. Don't be stiff like a rock of wood. Learn, no, it's okay, just let the neighbor rest now. Learn to praise God. Learn to exalt. You must forget about yourself and lift him up. The Bible says you cannot worship God but in spirit and in truth. But everything that has breath, that is the requirement for praise, should what? Praise the Lord. So every, so long as you can, you have a responsibility to praise God. So long as there is breath in your nostrils, you can still praise God. So you must learn the art of praising God. Hello! You are ministering to him. You are praising him in your privacy. There are people here, I see them, I know that this one cannot dance. But just be doing the thing you can do like that. God can make your bones softer. Or you can go and browse. There are dance step tutorials. Is that not true? When secular people release dance step, they do tutorial of the songs. There are also gospel tutorials. You cannot do learn to shake your leg like the poet. Just learn it. Copy anybody that can dance. You must be danceable. Because the Bible said David, that was the reason why we had the first barren woman in the world. Bible said David walked and danced naked. Pulled his cloak. And she was there by the window and said, how can the king of Israel be dispersing himself before the young little girls of Israel? David said, it is because of this my dancing that God removed your father and put me there. And he said, I will dance even more before God. Because he knew what God has done for him. And the Bible says she never gave birth. Till death. That is the only barren woman in scripture. There is no other one. Why? Because she laughed as a praiser. You can see somebody that is a sinner coming and forgetting everything and dancing and having a breakthrough. You that you are a Sadducee and a Pharisee, always criticizing people. Ah, look at that. Look at that. From where she's coming from, boyfriend. Some of them, they know the secret. And they just employ, and they have results. And you are there like a Sadducee, just observing. Nobody's monitoring church. Did God send you to write noisemaker? Did God send anybody to write the name of sinners? No, they came to church to meet God. You focus on yourself. Learn to any monitoring. Anything monitoring spirit will cast it in Jesus' name. Focus on yourself. You came for yourself. Are we together? There are leaders in church that have the responsibility to supervise. You focus. You focus. Hallelujah. That is what it means for a wife to minister to her husband. Praise God. God bless you. So the art of praising God. So you promise me if you cannot dance, I can dance. I want to hear some people promise me. Say, I will learn how to dance. Pastor Ibn, I say it. I will learn how to dance. Praise God. I will learn how to praise. With the way my voice is, I will praise. Yes. Sometimes walk away and don't be present. Let people see you on the road. Just dancing. Just dancing. After you hear a testimony, just pull your shoes. Show some level of craziness. Because normal people don't make it in this life. You have to be some level of abnormality has to be in you. Hey, glory! Hallelujah! Indicate everybody. What is wrong with this one? What is wrong with this one? You pay 50 naira, I pay 50 naira. You are sitting on your seat, I'm sitting on my seat. I have the right to do what I want to do in my seat. Glory, glory, hallelujah. You just send a text message, pray the Lord, Shabbat, leke tekedi. Some abnormality needs to be in our life. It cannot be normal. Sometimes just dance on the road. Have you seen the man dancing? Sometimes some demons will give him inspiration. All of us are aware, demons are in madmen, true of us. We too, we have the Holy Bible. Say, be ye drunk, not with wine, but be ye filled with the Holy Ghost, singing and making melody. So do sometimes bad dance steps. Oh, what's happening? They told me that my mother is sick. And you are dancing. Are you okay? Yeah. I was told a woman, her husband died, and she said, no prayer. Everybody should be dancing. The man came back to life. You can be there. Be there. Don't be there. So worship God alone. Not until we come to church. Praise him alone. Are we together? Number 3. The third ministry when you are ministering to God is praying in the Holy Ghost. The ministry of intercession. Joel chapter 1 verse 9. Joel chapter 1 verse 13. Joel chapter 2 verse 17. Joel 1 9. Joel 9 13. Joel 2 17. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Just there, just fellowshipping. I'm not have you tried that thing before. Sometimes you can go on cloud nine, you can leave this realm. That is why all of us are admiring Theophilus, Minister Theophilus. You don't pray like him. 30 minute prayer, you are off. You have gone to the other, you are already snoring. You cannot be received chanting in the flesh. No, you cannot be singing deep. You have to go to the spirit and download it. I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. One time I preached a message, spiritual downloading software. That is speaking in tongues. It's coming out in my next book, Sentence to Prayer. Yes. Just the Lord, and then it changed to songs, and then just like that. Fellowship, and not that you go there to ask for trousers or Gucci trousers. No. Enjoying yourself, just flowing, ministering to the Lord in intercession. Hallelujah. Standing in the gap and mourning like a priest, praying in the Holy Ghost. I don't know of any prayer that pray long that have prayer requests a lot. I don't know. What? As you continue, you will forget your request. Hallelujah. So in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, and finally, thanksgiving, offering of thanks. In 1 Chronicles 16 verse 4 again, the Bible says, he appointed 4,000 to give him what? Thanks and to praise him. And to thank and what? Praise. To what? Thank and what? Praise. To thank and praise. Oh, this year will not finish until you change my story. The word he has said from January to November, have you said thank you? This year will not finish until you do kiniko. The one that he has done, have you said thank you? You see, JJ's testimony was powerful. Saved from a one-eye trailer that was almost killing her. I want to ask you a question. The person that went home safely without accident attempt, and the one that had accident attempt, who should be more grateful? The one that traveled and there was not even an attempt. But we'll make it look spiritual when you are, the cast from assaulted, I was the only one that escaped. Praise the Lord! But if you travel home safely, and you land there, you will even forget. And you travel until there is accident attempt. I am waiting for Sunday testimony. God, praise God. God, my church, don't know what God has done for me. I wouldn't have been alive today. But if you came home safely, you will not be grateful. Because people are like that. When everything is, there are families that when everything is okay, no morning devotion. The morning devotion, even there is epileptic. Snoring and Bible is falling down. Or just reading daily devote, daily manner for the reading sake. So are the people that have done, I remember when I was growing up as a child, if you ask me by afternoon, what was the topic, I forgot. When nobody was serious, just go, just read, everybody's already, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The question is prayer. Should everybody repeat the prayer? And they will cruise. Never, there was nothing more to it. But just like a religious family routine. But when there is challenge, hey, hold the hands of your neighbor. Let's go on our knees. Lord, can do it again. Everybody becomes serious. How many of you will have a lover that is when he needs you, he becomes nice, begin to say, I love you, baby, I love you. No. Yes. So learn to say thank you for the things that train your mind to see the things that are working. The major part of your life are working. Major. Your eyes can see. Have you been blind before? Close your eyes for 10 minutes. Have you, look at your legs. All of us came here with your two legs. Pastor Ibn was telling me about when we went to orthopedic ward. I saw somebody. I was going there. I saw the guy outside. I turned back. I left. I could not even continue. Bones broken, hands suspended, face twisted. You are here with fine face with makeup. Lord, my phone. Lord, my phone. Lord, I cannot be here without going online. Naus. No, Naus. You are not serious. Your kidney is working. I know of people that today they pull with leather. Because they have a house and then they pull it out. Till death for almost 10 years. There are people that cannot wee-wee. You wee-wee everywhere. Everywhere is open heavens. You will think it's normal. But it's not normal. Your phone is not here. Your complaint don't have a phone. There are some people that don't even have a SIM. And it's older than you. You're just asking, I can have it. You want 1,000. Some people are saying that I'm looking for a reasonable job. You're collecting 33K. People are not grateful. And at all. There are married men that their monthly salary is 10,000 naira. You are just collecting 33. When God do me better, I'm just managing for now. You will never be serious in life like that. There are people that you give them something that you pray, you sweated to give. I didn't transfer 5K to somebody and the person said thank you to you before. You feel like I wish I would have. If I can say, give me back. As if Bishop Tony was already, but he was in the park, he gave one bank or something. And the way she said, collect it back, collect it back. Take it back. People, and you know, the first step to learn how to say thank you is be grateful for what people do to you. There is nothing that is an entitlement. Nothing. If anybody came to church today, I am not entitled to your presence. I have to appreciate you for coming. If one of you give me 1 naira today, I am not entitled to it. I have to say thank you. If somebody gives me a cup of water, let's say Pastor Min put the water for me and I take, I am not entitled to it. I didn't give back to him. I must learn to be grateful for things that are done to me. Are we together? So when you go before God, don't go, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Thank you. When Redeemer are doing their fasting, 100 days, first 30 days, Thanksgiving. Only this, he will say, don't pray any prayer point, Thanksgiving. Second phase, Lord God, show us mercy. Next phase, before request, last day. But you, 21 days on day one, my request, Lord, you're on your knees, the list is full. What God did 2022, you cannot remember. Love my own is Lord. If you give me wife now, my life will change. You even have brain to think of wife. Yeah. You are not even looking like a monkey. That means you know you are marriageable. My husband, Lord, if you give me a husband, you are not even grew. You are a lady. You are fine. You still have clothes. You still have people that call you and check up on you. You have to be grateful. Hallelujah. So when you go to minister to God, tell him thank you, intercession in tongues, praise him and what? Worship him. When you do these four things alone before God, you are ministering to him. Now there are three conditions for it. Number one, you must do it with excitement. Psalms 100 verse 2, the Bible says, enter his gate with what? You must be excited. As you are there, be excited. Hallelujah. Number two, you must be consistent. In 1 Chronicles 23 verse 5, that was why David employed 23,000 men to do it consistently. You must be consistent. Year in, year out. Year in, year out. Kevin, are you here? You are good, right? Okay. You are in deep thoughts. You are not in this church. Hallelujah. You are already married now, so what is it? Calm down. Hallelujah. It must be consistent. Not that I do it this week, don't do it next week. That is why I like timetable. Me, I like routines. I like to say Mondays are for this. Or 12 p.m. is for this. So that anytime time it's Monday, I know what to do. I will do it. So do it consistently, praising God consistently. Consistently, consistently. Number two, intentionally. Be specific with what? Not just, God, I thank you. You thank me for what? For the shoe that you gave me. Mention it. Hallelujah. Lord, I am grateful. I am grateful for what? I'm grateful that I'm alive. Lord, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for what? Thank you for this new wristwatch. Thank you, the screen on my phone did not scratch. Thank you that I have a laptop. Thank you that I finished secondary school. Thank you that I'm a graduate. Thank you I'm a copper. You know, when I went to collect my copy, NYC certificate, I just went as if I was collecting. To me, it was just normal certificate. So when I collected my just and it just folded, we were just sitting with people there. And then one woman had a child behind her. When she collected her own, in front of NYC secretariat, when she collected her own, she kept it on the ground and went on her knees and began singing, praising. Everybody was shocked. I was like, no, the same thing we collected. Like, it was the same certificate we collected. So, Kukuma, what is that? Hawala. The issue is that it means something to her. But me, with my ungrateful little brain, I will not understand what is it. There are people that come to testify when I was 100 level. I didn't even understand. Hey, I stayed home for 12 years. Jammed me. Jammed back to back. Why, you will get everything. AA, English, D7. E8. You will get everything. Math, F. Back to back. There are not many people like that. Anybody ever had that kind of experience before? You see, people like that. They need meet them for counseling. Yeah, that was when I knew that I've said it before during the week. That people cannot hear it, they've never gone through something. That woman, maybe she went through university struggling, looking for school fees. But I always had my school fees 1 month ahead. I didn't know what it means to look for school fees. I was having somebody giving me monthly allowance. I was on salary. I didn't know what it means to be broke. There are people that have to sell things in the hostel, sell recharge card to pay their school fees. People like that, when they graduate and they are done with NYSC, they are grateful. But you, that your head cannot think, because you have everything on the platter of gold, you will not be grateful. As a matter of fact, the angry I am, my NYSC came late. So be specific to God. Remember, see, God isn't taking note of these things. Hallelujah. So be specific. If you want to worship God, worship Him. Be use particular words. Use names that only you understand. Praise Him for what He has done. Hallelujah. And then if you can play instruments, you can use instruments. Hallelujah. Use instrument. If you don't have any, you cannot play any instrument, use your mouth. A cappella. Hallelujah. That's an instrument too. Just use, and by all means use something. Play the drum, play the rubber in your room or something like that. I remember there was a time I didn't have keyboard, I downloaded phone keyboard. No phone keyboard. That one that has first time. Because I always wanted to play. I always wanted it. Hallelujah. Use words and instruments. You use, say it. Hallelujah. See, many young men have missed beautiful damsels because they did not say it. Hey, look at my wedding ivy. The guy is happy, but in his heart is crying. Ah, God has done it finally, but in his heart is crying. Why are you not looking happy? You should be happy because the lady is expecting to be jumping and be shouting. Because in his heart, he thought they were in love. But it's what he hold you. Hold your love. Until you open your mouth and say formally, I love you. What do you say? I hate to tell some ladies, if he has not done that, forget that relationship. He's not formal. Use wisdom to make him say it. It needs to be registered. You will be sure you come and say, you see that his younger sister, Aburu. He's shocked. Until there is a formal proposal, assume you are not in love. You are safer like that. Until you call for a meeting, no matter whether the meeting was in church, anywhere, and say, I love you, Sister Rebecca. then relationship can start. If he has not said that you are not in love, oh, maybe God is using me to talk to somebody now. That brother, if he has not opened his mouth and say, a formal meeting, not in church like this, alone. The Bible says, say pretty. You don't hear me, you'll be shocked. You will see his TP one day. You have been there for me. It's time to show you to the world. Or you just post, the world has been waiting for your manifestation. Now behold my damn self. You will be shocked. So he did not tell you before. You cannot say he said it. So that's why you must use word and be specific. So sit and say, so Alpha, this journey, me and you now, where are we going to? What is the meaning of this relationship? Are we choir brother and choir sister? Or just brother? Define it. Okay. I'm telling you from painful experience that I know. Yeah, painful experiences. So we use word and be specific and say, Lord, I am praising you for this. I am praising you for my new car. I am praising you for my admission. I am praising you for my job. I am praising you for my credit alert. I am thanking you for what you have done. Thank you for the garri. Thank you because there is no sugar. Thank you because at least I have water. Thank you because I have a house. I don't have a cushion, but I have a house. I am not under the bridge. Thank you that I am even under a bridge. Because I am not in a state that doesn't have a flyover. Thank you. I am in a city. Thank you that I have bread to even think to be normal. I saw one man cross the road. I was moving on the car. We are the one moving away. But cars, we are the one giving the man on the left road. He said, co-work. At least you can think. Thank God that you have only one black trousers. Yeah. Shape it to your size and iron it with alacrity, with passion. Iron the black trouser. Anybody, I was talking with a young girl working, helping me with the computer to register something. I say, you're hungry, go here and eat. Now, say that, if you go there, it's 1.5. I say, no. I told her, I've been there before. When you go, tell them, remove the chicken, remove the beef, give me only the rice. He said, what if somebody walks in and saw you there? I say, hey, what do you mean? If the guy is hungry, you should pay for the beans. You should pay for the meat. I can only afford the rice, so I cannot afford chicken or beef. What is my own? You are hungry and not eating chicken, come and buy it. If you cannot buy mechono, keep quiet. You can just give me what I can afford. Because anything you cannot do, be comfortable. Eh? I was telling Pastor Ebe, when first lady was visiting me, I don't have anything. Sometimes Gary. Okay, we never drank Gary anyway because I used to say when she's coming. But I'll cook what I have. No fish, no meat. What is the fish? She was the one that told me you can buy me 200 naira then. When she came, she gave me 500 naira. She went and she bought me. I said, how much is it? I said, 200. I said, hey, is that me 200? Because I never knew. Because I have never branded that area. What will I brand where they're selling me? For what? Maggi, basic ingredient. My food is set. We are good to go. You eat it with Thanksgiving. That was what I had. I will not go and borrow money and buy chairs or for you. When you go, I'll be escaping shop owner. When you see the shop owner, you'll be escaping. Because you have not paid the money. Don't do anything to impress. At your level, thank God, you will change. It will not always be like this. You cannot do 3.35 subscription. Do the WhatsApp weekly. 150 naira. 150 gig. MB, sorry. At your level, you cannot afford to wear your friend and look for tie. Ties are cheap. A bokeh are moving with tie up and down. Have I ever bought the tie from boutique before? For what? At your level, buy 3 times, price with the man with passion. Buy 4 times, 5 times. Go to bend down select. Pick the white shirt. Slim fit is static. Iron it. Dr. Paul Enetche, I had him preach. He said that he saw one of his videos when it just started. He said he can remember the suit he was wearing in that big video. He said he bought it where they to browse. That is, Bendan Select, you just go and browse what you want. That was where he was that time. Is he there now? No, is it there? He may wear a suit today and never wear it again for life. He's not there now. Oh, calm down. It will change. Anybody that's angry should come and do it. If you cannot do it, keep quiet. Hallelujah. Hindrances to ministry to the Lord. Lack of people that don't lack spiritual understanding may not be able to minister to him. Lack of faith. Second Corinthians. What are the benefits? Number one benefit is clear, fail-proof instructions. The Bible says, when the minister, the Holy Ghost, what? Said. Do you remember that? Act 13. As your minister, God will say, now this is your husband. Now do this. God will always respond with direction and instruction. Clear proof. Number two, it boosts your spiritual sensitivity and discernment. The Bible says, as the minister, the Holy Ghost said, and they were able to hear, separate unto me two particular names, Paul and who? Barnabas. So your sensitivity will be boosted. Psalm 37 verse 4. As you minister the Lord, it boosts your anointing. And then you receive your heart desires. These are the four benefits of ministering to the Lord. It's a clear proof, instruction and direction on life and destiny. Boosting of sensitivity and discernment in spirit. And spiritual matters. You receive your heart desires. Psalm 37 verse 4. And then it boosts your anointing. Hallelujah. As you minister to the Lord, may you experience this benefit. And then your relationship will become deeper with God. Ministering to him. How many of us will experiment this henceforth and practice this henceforth? Henceforth ministering to the Lord. Now can we bow our feet and appreciate God for his word? And let us take 1 minute to minister to him. You want to thank him, thank him. You want to praise him, praise him. You want to worship him, worship him. Take out this few minutes. You want to intercede in tongues. You can go ahead. Find time, just take any posture. You can sit, you can stand, you can kneel. Let's minister to the Lord as a church. Your majesty. cash, like digital, like hard currency, dollar. It's just $4. You can make, you can.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.